Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the half year report 2024 of the Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed in a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the launch web presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you're invited to ask questions via web chat or via phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Markus Kaphaun, CFO of the Mahle Group, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josefs, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Kaphaun.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call today. My colleagues and I will now present to you the half year result, 2024, and after our presentation, as usual, we'll be happy to receive your questions. Let me start with the key highlights. Looking at the first half of 2024, Mahle Group sales were lower compared to the same period in 2023. The decrease in sales is a result of lower customer demand, as well as negative exchange rate and deconsolidation effects. Mahle Group sales slowed down by 8.8%, resulting in revenues of euro 6 billion. Despite lower sales, we achieved an EBITDA margin of 8.1%, which is 2.1 percentage points higher than last year in the same period. The net debt has decreased by over 70 million euros compared to the end of the previous year. As a consequence, the leverage ratio of net debt to EBITDA slightly improved to 1.3 times compared to year-end 2023. Free cash flow for the first half of 2024 improved compared to the first semester of 2023 by 254 million euros, mainly attributed to the cash receipts from the sale of shareholding in the joint venture, Berhella Thermocontrol, and improved working capital. Mahle's R&D ratio is reported at 5.7% for the first half of 2024. Despite a challenging market environment, we keep our R&D activities on our electrification and thermal management business up. In consequence, the R&D ratio increased by 0.6 percentage points compared to the first half year of 2023. Since April 2024, Mahle holds two external ratings from the rating agencies, Moody's and S&P. Moody's rates Mahle with Ba2, with outlook stable, and S&P Global rates Mahle with BB, as well with a stable outlook. Based on our Mahle 2030+ strategy, the group is pursuing its goal of returning to former strength by the end of 2025. After executing successfully the Deliver 23 program, we will continue to push ahead with the Back on Track 2025 program and expand it with additional priorities. One focus will stay on process and efficiency matters to improve cost discipline and optimize selling and administrative structures. In addition, we are reviewing the production network in order to make the organization more efficient by optimizing and consolidating location structures. At the same time, we are focusing on safeguarding and expanding our competitiveness in terms of product portfolio, and we continue to focus on the structural reorganization of the group and continue to drive forward the measures to adjust our product portfolio. When looking at the global automotive market, we see the following development for 2024. For passenger cars and light commercial vehicles, S&P Global recently forecasts a global production in 2024 of 88.7 million units. This figure is slightly lower compared to the forecast in recent months. Based on preliminary figures in the first half of 2024, a total of 43.6 million vehicles have been produced. This is a slight decline of 0.2% compared to the first six months of 2023. In Europe, the light vehicle production decreased in the first half by 4.3% due to low demand and the absence of order backlog seen in 2023, which led to a catch-up effect last year. North America faces comparable challenges. However, the negative impacts are overcompensated due to low dealership inventories, which led to a slight growth of production by 1.3%. Whereas in South America, production volume is affected mainly by the disastrous floods in Brazil, as well as high imports from China, which led to a lower domestic production, resulting in a 7.1% decline compared to the first half year of 2023. For Asia without China, production in the first half of 2024 decreased by 4.5% compared to the same period in the previous year. And this is mainly due to lower demand and supply quality issues, leading to a substantial production stoppage in Japan, where India stands out as the only country in the region with growth. Despite stagnating domestic demand in China, a growth in exports led to a growth in production by 4.7% compared to the first 6 months of 2023. On the medium and heavy-duty vehicles, S&P Global recently forecasted a global production in 2024 of 3.5 million units. This figure is slightly lower compared to the forecast in recent months. Based on preliminary figures in the first half of 2024, the total global production of medium and heavy duty declined by 0.8% compared to the prior year's period. In Europe, due to the underperforming economy, there has been a low demand for trucks, leading to a 7.9% decline in production volume compared to previous year. In addition, unlike in 2023, there is no longer a significant order backlog. The situation in North America is comparable to Europe, with a decrease of only 2.3% in the first half year of 2024. On the contrary, the production in South America rose strongly by 34%, the main reason being the introduction of Euro 6 in 2023, which led to pre-buy effects in 2022. In the first half of 2024, Asia without China saw a decline in production by 2.9% compared to prior year, whereas China showed a slight growth of 2.8% compared to the prior year and is expected to remain stable, mainly driven by exports. Our overall long-term assessment remains unchanged. For electrified light vehicles, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly and could rise to around 75% in 2035. Current legislation will most likely lead to a further increase in electrification globally. At regional level, we continue to see a more diverse picture. The pace of BEV expansion has recently slowed in Europe. Also, the Biden administration has recently backed down on their initial targets. We will discuss more on this in the later slides. And as for China, we see a rise in PHEV and REEV share. This trend, although at a lower pace, also applies to electrified medium heavy duty. According to current estimates, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cells, and hybrid engine solutions of trucks and buses will grow to 35% in 2035, leaving a considerable share of 65% powered by combustion engines. Globally, the electrification is still in line with the market expectation, however, with significant regional differences. In Europe, BEV demand weakened in early 2024, forcing OEMs to scale back their targets. In addition, the forecast has been adjusted downwards to align with the CO2 legislation requirements. Yet, in North America, the initial scenario anticipated growth due to Biden's push for BEVs. However, the recent pullback has led to a slight decrease in BEV adoption in line with mandatory greenhouse gas legislation through 2026. As for China, the rapid growth in 2022, driven by low-cost EVs, has slowed in 2023 and is expected to continue to grow at that smaller pace in 2024 and after. In 2023, BEV sales have been artificially boosted by a price war and rising BEV exports. Moreover, demand for PHEVs is surging due to price cuts. However, EU exports could face restrictions due to subsidy investigations. With regards to the acquisition of new business, the first half of 2024 was successful for Mahle, as several larger customer projects were acquired, especially for the thermal management modules with a combined lifetime sales value of 1.5 billion euro. This is an important step towards a successful future for Mahle and could be achieved despite intensive and effective price renegotiations with our customers. Now I would like to hand over to Jan Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and also a warm welcome from my side. Now let's take a look at Mahle Group sales by business unit for the first half year of 2024. The Engine Systems and Components business unit reported sales of 1.3 billion euro, which is about 21% of the total group's sales. The Filtration and Engine Peripherals business unit generated sales of 1 billion euros, representing 17% of the group's total sales. The Thermal Management business unit accounted for sales of 2.1 billion euro, amounting to 35% of total group's sales. The Electronics and Mechatronics business unit reported sales of 622 million euros, which accounted for 10% of the total group sales. The Aftermarket business unit generated sales of 666 million euro, contributing 11% to total group sales. The four profit centers served specific market and customer segments, reported sales of 354 million euro, which represents 6% of the group sales. The following slide gives an overview of our regional sales split. In the first half of 2024, Europe together with Africa generated sales of 2.8 billion euros, contributing 47% to the group total sales. In North America, Mahle accounted for sales of 1.6 billion euros, which is around 27% of the group's total sales. Followed by the South American region, where 408 million euros of sales are generated, accounting for 7% of the total portfolio. Looking at China, this region reported sales of 550 million euros, contributing 9% to the group's total sales. Lastly, our Asia-Pacific region without China generated sales of 608 million euros, an equivalent to 10% of the group's total sales. In the first half of 2024, Mahle Group in total generated sales of 6 billion euros, representing an 8.8% decline compared to the same period last year. This is due to lower sales volume, negative exchange rate effects, and deconsolidation effects. Negative exchange rate translation effects amounted to 216 million euros and were mainly due to the devaluation of currencies, notably the Argentine peso, but also the Japanese yen, the Chinese renminbi, and the Turkish lira against the euro. The appreciation of the Polish zloty against the euro had a counteracting effect. Changes due to the deconsolidation amounted to 86 million euros, mainly related to the sale of our shareholding in the joint venture Bayer Heller Thermal Control on April 2, 2024, and the sale of our Thermstar business on May 2, 2024. Mahle sales declined organically by 4.2% compared to the same period in the previous year due to significant shares of sales in a weaker market such as Europe. Despite lower sales and the still challenging market environment, the EBITDA margin increased to 8.1% compared to 6.1% in the first half of 2023. With an increase in productivity and the possibility of sales price adjustments, as well as the sale of our shareholding in the joint venture BHTC, we were able to offset the impact of lower sales volumes, which resulted from lower customer demand, as well as cost increases, especially in personnel costs. Operating cash flow improved by 33 million euros to 106 million euros compared to prior year. Cash inflow from investing activities amounted to 83 million euros compared to a cash outflow of 138 million euros in the first half of 2023, resulting in an improved of free cash flow for the first half of 2024 by 254 million euros to 189 million euros. This is mainly due to the sale of our shareholding in the joint venture Berhella Thermal Control in April 2024, resulting in a cash inflow of about 225 million euros. Further drivers have been the settlement of VAT receivables and lower net working capital. Compared to the same period of the previous year, the leverage ratio improved from 2 times to 1.3 times due to higher cash flow generation, an increase in working capital financing, and cash inflow from sale of BHTC. Net debt on the balance sheet decreased by 571 million to 1.3 billion euros compared to 1.8 billion euros. This is mainly due to the cash inflows from the sale of our shareholding in the joint venture BHTC and the positive net income achieved in the first half of 2024. We are proceeding with the planned closure of our plant locations earlier announced across various regions. Thermostat business has been sold in May 2024. 7 locations have been affected. There are 5 exclusively producing thermostats. For our thermal management plant in Hambach, France, we initiated workers' council alignments for downsizing. We are constantly reviewing our locations all around the globe with the target of consolidating as much capacity as reasonable. Now my colleague Ralf Josef will give you an update on our financing profile of the Mahle Group.
Thank you, Jan, and welcome everybody. As of June 30th, Mahle's maturities for the remaining year are amounting to 357 million euros. These maturities are well covered by our cash and free committed credit lines. You will see that on the next slide. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. Main funding instruments are bonds, complemented by Schuldscheindarlehen, subsidized loans and working capital financing programs. As of June 2024, liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash on balance totals 2.3 billion euros. Despite strong growth over the last decade, Mahle managed to keep the leverage low at all times by active portfolio management. In 2024, Mahle was engaged in 2 major transactions. First, Mahle sold its 50% stake of the joint venture BHTC, and a transaction signed in October 2023 already and closed in April 2024. Furthermore, Mahle has finalized the sale of its thermostat business closed in May 2024. Mahle will continue its strategy of portfolio cleanup and active portfolio management in order to strengthen its market position in focus areas. As we continue to further enhance the transparency to serve our stakeholders' expectations, Mahle Group announced its first sustainability-linked revolving credit facility earlier this year. This was followed by a second external rating by the rating agency S&P. Since the first quarter of 2024, Mahle started publishing its financial figures quarterly. This initiative aims to provide regular updates on our financial performance and strategic processes. For Mahle, ESG remains most important. As a foundation-based group, ecological and social responsibility form the unifying theme of our action, and we fully support the goal of the Paris Climate Agreement. Besides our yearly published sustainability report, you will also find a summary of sustainability KPIs called Facts and Figures for your convenience. The link to the website is shown at the bottom of the slide. Besides our EcoVadis rating, where Mahle was ranked among the best 20% in 2023 with a rating score of 61, we also received a grade B from CDP. The CDP grade is well above the average for our industry and was kept stable compared to the previous year. The Science Based Target Initiative, SBTI, has validated Mahle Group's climate goals. This includes the CO2 emission reduction paths until 2030 from scope 1 to 3. Already back in 2020, we set a CO2 reduction target for the Mahle Group, scope 1 and 2. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. Our scope 3 targets relate to emissions in the supply chain and emissions from product use and were approved by the Management Board in November 2022. Emissions in the supply chain and from product use are each to be reduced by 28% from their 2019 levels by 2030. You will find this information on our Mahle Investor Relations homepage, besides our early published sustainability report. I would now like to hand over to Max Kapaun to give you an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Thanks, Ralf. And looking at the business year 2024, provided that the situation does not deteriorate economically or geopolitically, we anticipate sales to reach around 12 billion euros with an EBITDA margin in the range of 7.5 to 8.5%. Our net debt to EBITDA ratio is expected to slightly improve to 1.2 times. Additionally, we project free cash flow to be around 400 million euros. In conclusion, I would like to summarize the following key messages. The top priority remains to further increase our profitability and improve Mahle's cash flow. We are driving forward the structural reorganization of the group, consistently continuing the reviews of our worldwide locations and product portfolio, and strengthening our group-wide cost discipline through specific programs. This is even more necessary in the light of the current market downs. We continue to focus on three strategic areas of electrification, thermal management, and high-efficiency green combustion engines. Focusing on these three pillars, we have a clear plan for a sustainable future for the Mahle Group in 2030 and beyond, and want to continue to play a key role in the future as a pioneer in the automotive industry and a strong, reliable development partner for our customers worldwide. Coming to an end with the half-year result, 2024 investors call, we look forward to the upcoming calls as well. Our Q3 update call has been scheduled for December 2nd, and the annual results 2024 update call has been scheduled for April 16th in 2025. For further updates, please visit the investor relations section on our website, mahle.com. Thank you so far for your attention, and we would now like to start the Q&A session.